You can lengthen your tent stakes just by doing something like this right here. A young boy at the church that I pastored for 4.5 years. He's a whole lot smarter than me. His name was Anthony Alley. And he said, "Brother Eddie, you mind if I start the church a website?" I said, "Whatever that is, do it for the glory of God. Do it with all your might."
Amen.
And he did. And a lot of people, believe it or not, have got saved because of that website. Now, we're gospel saturated here in America. And there's a church on every corner.
Yeah.
And there's a million, zillion preachers, and some of them are so-called preachers. But I'll tell you what, God's still able to work with all of those things. But in other countries, one page. You know, the Bible mentioned there in 1 Samuel, Word of God was precious in those days.
Yeah.
That's right.
It may not be precious here in America. We might have diminished from what the Word of God is. But like Sunday school teacher taught this morning, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Okay.
That's right.
What you don't understand is, in the beginning was the Word, Word with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, anything made, it was made. You read verse 14 of St. John, chapter number 1. And it said, "And the Word became flesh."
Yes.
And we beheld His glory. And I just want you to know there's a whole lot more in this Bible than anybody will ever understand.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me." This book's about Him. Uh-huh. The songs are about Him. Like we call them hymns. That's a good title for them. But the message needs to be about Him.
Amen.
Now let me say this real quick and I'll get right into this message here. Jesus said, "I'll go away for a place for you." St. John chapter 14 verse 2. And He said, "If it wasn't so, I'd have told you."
Right.
I'm glad, praise God, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. We're closer to home.
Yes, we
are. I ain't home yet, my boy.
Yeah.
And when I get there, I'll know I'm there.
Yeah.
And praise God, I'll recognize it.
Amen.
We'll know these songs was real.
Yeah.
We'll see the streets of gold. We'll kick up gold. But I think they made of gold, keep the dust down in heaven. Because these backslidden Baptists finally get home and go off shouting, running, screaming. Glory to God, I haven't been told. But anyway, I'll know it when I get there. Amen.
Amen.
I've got an account of it here in the Word of God. Now we're going to, the good Lord be willing, bear with me here. I've been a little sick. I hope I can fight through this, deliver this message. Now I'm going to preach this morning first of a three-part message on authority. I don't usually tell what I'm going to do because I want God to have the dominion, but He's already confirmed it in my heart. As a matter of fact, for 2 weeks now, He's burned this in my heart. Today I'll be preaching about the authority of the Savior.
Amen.
And good Lord be willing, and I say that with charity, I'll preach the next time on the authority of the Scripture. Good Lord be willing, the next time I'll preach on the authority of the saints of God.
Yes.
But today we're going to be preaching on the authority of the Savior. Open up your good old King James Bible to Luke chapter number 20. We'll read 8 verses there. Now the world, they struggle with this. And you may too. Maybe this message will help you. I know it will if you'll let it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you right now, we all need help. Whoever thinks they don't need help, boy, they need to talk to me after service. I need to find out what your secret is.
Right.
But in Luke chapter number 20, we're going to read 8 verses here. And I like the way it starts out. It says, "And it came to pass." That's my favorite scripture wording in the Bible. In other words, this really happened. It says, "And it came to pass that on one of those days, as He taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon Him with the elders and spake unto Him, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority?" See, they got a problem with authority. Reminds me a whole lot of our
Amen.
Generation, and I'll comment more on that here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus, if you read your Bible in Acts chapter number 17, I think it's verse number 30. It talks about that God winks at the wisdom of this world and He commands all men everywhere to repent. You see, God's not at a disadvantage. It's not like He struggles in this situation here. It's not like they put Him on the spot or nothing. So, He says, He answers, and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Now that's a legitimate question. They know the answer, and you can tell their dilemma right here. And they reason, like most of the people, they lean to their own understanding. They're like Naaman. I thought he'd come out, call upon his God, and put his hand on my leprosy and recover me my leprosy. Listen, God don't always do it like we think He'll do. I've heard some people's testimony about getting saved. And to be honest with you, this is that good and saved. I don't care how God does it. I don't care if they drive down the road. I don't care if they're in a deer stand.
Right.
I don't care if they just wake up one morning and fear God gets a hold of them, pain of hell gets a hold of them like hell.
Yeah.
Just how to get saved, as long as God saves them, I'm all for it. But he asked this question, and he reasoned with himself, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye him not?
Right.
Now they're right. He would do that.
Yeah.
And they say, but if we say of men, all the people will stone us. For they be persuaded that John was a prophet. Now they're in between a rock and a hard spot right here. They know the answer.
Right.
They just can't give the answer. You know, most people, they know they need to get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Most people know how to be saved. They just struggle with it.
Right.
They strain at gnats, they swallow camels. They run from the light. They give every excuse. But there's no excuse. The Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. You see, a lot of people want to find some way out of this dilemma.
You're right.
You see, let me help you real quick here. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All are righteous. All are loved. All can be forgiven. All can be saved. But God said there's only one way you can do it.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, they'll go anywhere that way, says Carolyn.
Right.
They'll go down this road. They'll try to find some doctrine to conform to their, these guys right here, they struggled at answering this question.
Yeah.
And the reason they struggled is because they didn't want to tell the truth. Because
right.
If they told the truth, it would condemn them. Mm-hmm. He'd say, why didn't you believe him? And if they said he wasn't no... From heaven, they said the people are stoned, so they had fear of men. And they knew the answer, but they was afraid to give the answer. So here's what they do. And he said, for if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Now the Lord handled that pretty good. Let's go to God in prayer. And we'll preach today on the authority of the Savior. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the precious Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the greatness of your Word. We ought to give the most earnest heed to it. Lord, you said if we be your disciples, you said continue in my Word and you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. You said men ought not live by bread alone and by looking at all of us, Lord. None of us are lacking eating any bread. But you said not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Lord, I pray you'll open your words to us even right now. I yield myself into your hands as putty, as clay, that Lord, you being the potter, you might mold, Lord, my thoughts, my words, that they might be acceptable unto you. Have dominion, get all the praise, all the glory. I confess myself to be but a man, needing the help of God. And in Jesus' name I'll ask you for your blessings. Amen. Authority. That's what people struggle with today.
Yes, it is.
Now, I want to make a lot of comparisons here. I hope you brought your dinner. I've come to preach this morning. I'm not in a hurry.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you don't need to just walk your food down, take your time, chew it up, swallow it, get the good out of it. You'll eat watermelon, you eat most of it. Take the seeds out, throw the rind away, but there's some good in about everything. But our president, this world hates him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why they hate him.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to tell you why they hate him, cousin. You see, he's an object of authority.
Mm-hmm.
He's a law and order president. He told me that before he ever got elected. I'm a law and order president.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to get political with you. I just want you to see he has a lot of similarities with the Savior. They hate him because he's got so much money, he can't be bought out.
Right.
They hate him because he's got his own private jet.
Yeah.
They hate him because he's got his own Secret Service. He don't even use the Secret Service. Man, his Secret Service, they shoot first and ask questions.
Yeah, that's right.
They hate him because, in my opinion, he's an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
We was in a political dilemma.
Yeah.
They had their foot on our throat. Uh-huh. There was nothing we could do. He has broke that yoke. He has broke that bondage. They're mad at him. They throw everything there is to throw at him.
Right.
But the reason they hate him, and I don't want to stay long with him because I want to preach about Jesus.
Yeah.
The reason they hate him is because he's an object of authority.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now people want to somehow get around authority. You see a policeman, you slow down. You know he's an object of authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a policeman, you put that seatbelt on. You know that he's an object of authority. And you know these people that have a problem with authority, they usually get in trouble if they get pulled over because they're not used to authority. When the policeman tells me to get out of the car, I get out of the car.
Yeah.
When he tells me to put my hands up, I put my hands up. He tells me to walk backwards, I walk backwards. But these people that get out of the car and they go running, they got a problem with authority.
Yeah,
listen,
right.
That's what's wrong with the world today.
Yeah.
Let me just say this real quick. We need authority in the White House.
Yeah.
Right.
We need it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
We need authority in our house.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen, brother. We need authority in the church house. The Bible says that everything he done needs to know be in the church.
That's right.
It needs to be done with authority. It needs to be said. Everything needs to be done right.
Amen.
I mean, look, I know we can go through the motions. I know we can play church.
Yeah.
I know our schools need authority. I'm telling the child, death is bound, will bring its blood and shame. God's been chasing us, son. By the steel pole. If thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not screw him down. Thou shalt deliver his soul from hate.
Amen. That's right.
You can't start too early.
No, that's right.
I've watched a lot of people rear children.
Yeah.
And it's already just a little tap on the butt.
Yeah.
That's why I pay back there. I ain't got money, but I got a journal signed in. It's just from my straight line. But that pad back there is for my mom and dad to get my attention.
Yeah.
And they did teach me authority, Brother Ed. I got tired of picking myself out of the floor.
Yeah.
And I learned, yes, ma'am. No, no, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I'll do that right now.
Stop that.
Yeah. I found out no was not a good word.
Yeah.
I found out that my opinion didn't matter.
Right.
I found out that I was supposed to do what I was told. After I started doing what I was told, their authority done what it's supposed to do.
Right.
They sent the order. We had order.
Right.
You know the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers?
Yeah.
Now, I know the first thing you think about a peacemaker, you think about somebody giving you a kiss and hug. Now, my dad pulled off his belt. He made peace.
That's right.
It didn't work.
Amen.
Yeah. I said, I'll be good.
Yeah.
You know, a policeman used to be called a peacemaker.
Yeah, that's right.
He pulls that gun out and they shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, what's that you said, sir? Yeah.
Amen.
You see?
That's right.
Without authority, there'll be no peace.
That's right.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6, by the fear of the Lord, Brother Mitchell, may depart from evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's authority.
Yeah, right.
Now, the Bible says every one of us is going to give account to God.
That's right.
And that authority, it's not going to go away.
No.
Now, they've made all of the tales they want to make, all the jokes, they can mock, they can scoff, they can say whatever they want to. But Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Amen.
He is the picture
of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all souls are subject to him. Good thing is he loves them.
Yeah.
Praise God. He not just got authority.
That's right.
But he has authority to forgive sin.
Yes.
He has authority to help and to love and to forgive. And I'm telling you, praise God for a Savior like our Savior. Amen.
Right.
The power goes to a lot of people's hands.
Yes.
They get authority.
Right.
You put a uniform on some men, and instead of being a policeman, they just lose it. Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
But this man that I'm preaching about today, the authority of our Savior.
Yeah.
He said that unto him, every knee will bow. That's found three places in your Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11. Romans chapter 14, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. You ever wondered, Isaiah 45, who that's talking about? Well, just look at Isaiah 45, 23. Lined up with Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, 11. You know who that's talking about back there in Isaiah chapter 45. That unto me every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Not only will every knee bow to him, but every tongue will confess that he's Lord. I've already bowed my knee.
Yeah.
I've already confessed that he's my Lord and Savior.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I know a lot of people, Sister Carolyn, they think I'm not going to bow my knee. Oh, yeah. If they want to find out, he'll be down there begging their life.
Yeah.
Lord, just give me one more chance.
Yeah.
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stand before God in your sin. Jesus says, I see how I judge. Now look, God told them there in Exodus, Exodus 12, I believe it was, about putting that blood on the door. And he said, when I see the blood,
uh-huh.
I'll pass over. I'm glad the blood's been applied to me.
Amen.
I'm glad my Passover lamb was crucified.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm glad it got up. And you know, his deity is just all over. I mean, he left footprints on the ocean.
Yeah.
Right.
He walked on the water. He left an empty grave behind and said, behold, I'm he that was dead, and am alive more. I'm alive forevermore, and behold, I got the keys of death and hell.
Right.
Hey, he opened eyes of the blind. He restored the withered hand. He healed the leper.
Yes, he did.
He raised Lazarus from the grave 4 days dead and done it on purpose because the Jews believed that you could get up on your own after 3 days. He said, I'm glad you're safe, so I wasn't there to the tent you might believe. He had to get Lazarus good and dead, just so the Jews would believe that he raised him from the dead.
Right.
Matter of fact, he ate dinner with him. But he left his deity, I mean, pool of Bethesda 38 years.
Yeah.
Woman bowed to Satan, I think 18 years. Be loosened. A woman at the well had 7 husbands, and the one she was with wasn't her own.
Yeah.
She meant well, had 6. The one she was with wasn't her own, had 5. Once she's with, I guess that's it, because they said 7 is a perfect number. She married one, didn't look for another after him.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let me just tell you, his deity, there's no missing it. There's no mistaking. He had the authority.
Amen.
They questioned it.
Yeah.
They wanted to somehow disprove it. And even today, they do the same thing. But listen, you can examine him. You can question him. You can put him under the microscope. And I want you to know, he'll come up the same every time. He's got authority, glory to God. He didn't have to take a poll. He didn't have to have permission.
That's right.
His deity has been displayed all through this earth. When he was crucified, Paul told Agrippa, this thing wasn't done in the corner. I just want you to know, buddy, we got a great cloud of witnesses.
That's right.
Concerning
Amen.
Our Savior. Concerning His authority. Now the world, they say resist. He says, woe unto the rebellious children. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1 through 3. The world says, unite. He says, though hand join with hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. The world says, scream at the sky. He says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. The world says, I'll be fine. He says, except you repent, you'll all perish.
Amen.
Luke chapter 13, verse 3 through 5. Listen, he that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, now without remedy. Proverbs 29, verse 1. Here's what that means. You know, had a lot of people
witness to me, and I'm kind of making light of it. I was my biggest enemy. God said His Spirit wouldn't always try out of the man.
Right. Amen.
I had a man I worked with after I got saved. His name is Richard Wheeler. I don't know if you know him or not. But he came to me and sat with me there in the break room. I'm reading my Bible. And he said, Eddie, you went to Free Will, Brother Free Will Baptist Church. He said, Brother Eddie, he said, God don't deal with me no more. What do you think about that? I said, well, Richard, God's done showed you He's interested in your soul. I said, won't you show Him you're interested in your soul?
Mm-hmm.
Won't you start being every time the door was open?
Amen.
Won't you start going to the altar and start asking God to deal with you again? Mm-hmm. He got saved, Brother Ed.
Well,
that was good advice. I really, for lack of better words, God gave it to him through me. It wasn't like I took any thoughts of the matter. It was like God spoke to him through me.
That's right.
I didn't imagine what said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people, they don't do what Richard says.
That's right.
They run.
Right.
They try to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a time, Brother Ed, they'd look back.
Mm-hmm.
They'd say, pray for me.
Yeah.
Here they are now, and they're not looking back.
Mm-mm.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. When you listen to this, you listen real good. God's telling some truth here.
That's right.
He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. That without remedy. There's a lot of people.
Amen.
A lot of people know what that verse means personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to hear a day gone tomorrow.
That's right.
But sometimes you hear a day gone today.
That's right.
Well, I had a cousin. I tried to talk to him about the Lord. He came out of my house to borrow my trailer. He didn't want to come out there, Brother Randy. Because he knew coming out there, old Brother Eddie was going to talk to him about Jesus. He didn't want to do it. They needed their trailer. He needed to borrow it to move.
Yeah.
He came out there and said, I need to borrow your trailer. I said, Steve, you're more welcome to borrow my trailer. I said, let me talk to you about the Lord. He said, I don't want to hear it. I said, well, let me talk to you about why you're hooking that trailer. I tried. I done my best, Brother Jimmy.
That's right.
Listen, about 2 weeks from that day, he was a truck driver, like Brother Eddie mentioned this morning, Sunday school. He was up in Indiana. His truck broke down. He had called Wrecker. Wrecker come up there hooked onto his truck. Now, Steve smoked marijuana. That's probably what kept him from getting saved. He didn't want to give that up. You know, most people have something they don't want to give up.
Right. Amen.
And he told this guy in his Wrecker, he said, I've got some marijuana back here in my truck. You mind if I go back there and get it smoking on the way back? And the guy said, I guess it'd be all right. Go ahead. Now, they're in the emergency lane, and it's painful me to tell this. They're in the emergency lane on the side of the interstate. Steve walks on the outside of the emergency lane, and a drunk comes down through there and hits him and takes him about 20 feet up in the air.
Mm.
He comes down and lands on his truck, and he's a dead man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way he died, it makes me think of that verse right there.
Yeah.
He'd have been often reproved, hardened of his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
Yeah.
I still remember his wife coming to me, Tammy. She said, Tammy, my husband made it to heaven. I said, Tammy, I wish I could tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, only God can tell you that.
That's right.
You know, God knows His sheep. The foundation of God standeth sure.
Yeah.
The Lord knoweth them that are His.
Right.
Everyone names the name of Christ apart from iniquity. I just want you to know this ain't a hit and miss thing. I want you to know that He not only has authority, but praise God, He's my Savior.
Yes,
and He's coming for me.
Amen.
And glory to God, makes me sleep better, amen. Makes me eat better. Makes me enjoy every day better, amen.
Yes.
Oh, there's just no getting around this authority. There's no how thou nothing do. That just man, I suffer many things today because of him in a dream, Pilate's wife told Pilate.
Yeah,
there's just no way around it. I mean, no way. Even Saul that hated Jesus, even Saul that breathed out threatenings and went out to kill and arrest Christians, had a head-on collision with authority. And when he ran into Jesus, instead of him being a more with flesh and blood.
Right.
He threw everything he learned away for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He counted it a dumb.
That's right.
Old people need to have a good
faith.
Amen.
Yes,
they right. need to find out about this authority. Paul said he found mercy. Boy, there's mercy to be found
yes.
at the feet of Jesus. You know, a lot of people have the mind of Pharaoh. Who is the Lord that I should obey Him? Amen. I'm sure Brother Randy has too. Brother Ed has. But Pharaoh said in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1 through 2, when Moses came up there, later God scared to death, stood before Pharaoh. Thus saith the Lord God, let my people go. And Pharaoh's answer was a worldly no fear of God answer. Who is the Lord that I should obey Him?
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people with that kind of mentality. They think that God owes them something. They think, Brother Ed, that somehow God's going to say, well, you've done this much good. Let me tell you something. There's none good.
That's right.
No, not one.
That's right.
There's none that do it good. No, not one.
Right.
There's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all in the same category.
Right.
We're all hell-bound sinners
yes.
in need of a loving Savior to get in our life, stand in our way,
right.
and help us pray us over experience
Amen.
To get saved
Amen.
And know Him personally.
Amen.
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 This year, I'll be saved 30 years, and I thank God for it. Next month, I'll be 64 years old. I was 34 years old when I got saved. Now, if God let me live 4 more years, I'd like to live more for the Lord than I did for myself and the world.
Uh-huh.
That'll be up to Him. But I'm looking forward to, if He be willing, I'd like to bounce the boat. But God said this about Pharaoh. He said He raised him up. He said He raised him up to make a name for Himself in all the earth. Romans chapter 9, verse 17. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey Him? Ain't that something that God created everything?
Yes, He is.
And they're in denial. Who is the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes more faith to be an atheist than it does to be a Christian.
Come on. That's right.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, Job 37, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
He filleth up the hand of every man that all men everywhere might know His handiwork.
Yeah.
My funny is that come from God.
Amen.
I mean, you're looking at me right in the face, Brother Mitchell, endorsed from my Creator.
Amen.
He made a statement in Amos chapter 5, verse 8. Consider Him that made the seven stars of horn.
Yeah.
Signs, you know, they're smart.
Yeah.
They're smart. So they get the telescope out there. Man, they look in the fire. And they find six. They
say,
mistake the Bible. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Amen.
They find six, it's mistake the Bible.
Amen.
Somehow or another, somehow by brainstorming, somebody did the Hubble telescope.
Yeah.
They lost it.
Right.
Then you got to run out of space. You know what?
Right.
It let God be true, let them be a bunch of lies.
Right.
They said there was seven
Amen.
Stars of Orion.
Right.
They were just out of the sight of the human eye. They gave the Word of God.
Yeah.
God sent the seven stars of Orion.
Yeah.
Mentioned twice
Amen.
In your Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something, buddy. It ain't like God needs our help.
Nope.
We need His help.
Yeah.
He's got the authority to cast out devils. They knew Him by name. He's got the authority to say, in Him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. In Him is life, and that life is the light of men. John 1:4. He's the true light which lighteth every man cometh in the world. John 1:9. You can live in denial. You can resist the powers that be. You can refuse His mercies. You can turn away His grace. And you can have an eternity to regret it.
Yep. Yep.
Your life will be lived as a certain fearful looking unto judgment.
Right.
You won't sleep good.
Amen.
Slightest thing will scare you to death. Perfect love casteth out fear. For a time I'm afraid I'll trust in Thee. But your life will be a fearful looking unto judgment.
until you be devoured and destroyed by the adversary. Hebrews 10:27. By the way, it'll be a fearful thing for you to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You know, God's not only authority,
amen,
but He's a loving authority.
Yes, right. Amen.
Even though I deserve hell, Brother Ed, that wasn't His will.
No, it wasn't. That's right.
Romans, I'm sorry, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, said God's long-suffering to us, Lord, not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance.
Right. Right.
God wanted any way saved.
Right. Thank
you, right. Anyway, didn't even know what being saved was. I'm sure. You know, the Bible told me, what got your own salvation? Fairly trembling. I have to admit, I was tossed about every one of the doctrine for a long time, but I'm rooted and grounded now. I'm on the solid rock now. I understand a little bit more about it now, but it took a while. I had to work out my own salvation. You do too.
Yeah, right.
Listen, you got any doubt, work it out.
That's
it. You know where faith comes from? It comes from the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Get your Bible on your belt. Learn it in there. God wrote some things, and He wrote them to you. Isaiah 34:16. Pick the old book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. Get in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God for help. He'll bless you for any effort you put forth. Listen, this authority, this Savior, is also a pleading Savior to lost humanity. Now, I'm going to read this scripture. I can't quote it right, so I'm going to read it and we'll be done right here. Thank you for bearing with me. I need to deliver this message.
Yes, Lord.
God says here, great plainness of speech, Him doing the speaking. You listen to these words real carefully. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I've called, you refuse. I've stretched out my hand, no man regarded, but you set it not all my counsel, would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation. When your destruction, this is what death's all about right here.
Yeah. Amen.
You want to know what it's like to die? God's describing it to you right here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They did not seek me early. They shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Life's full of choices, friend. God's already chose you.
Right.
His will toward you is good. His love is real. His mercy is sufficient.
Yeah.
His grace is given.
Thank
you. His blessings are bestowed. He won't withhold any good thing from you.
No. That's right.
But you've got to get to Him.
That's right.
You and Him need to talk.
Amen.
He said, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. God's got a plan. I heard a story one time about a young girl, and I wish this place this morning, I appreciate this crowd, this big crowd of heads in a minute, but I wish there was a big crowd here this morning. This is a true story.
Right.
This is in the streets of Chicago.
Amen.
Man was getting ready to hold a meeting in a mission, and a young girl showed up. Boy, life was a mess. She came right up to this great evangelist, and she said, I need to know something. He said, sure, honey, what you need to know? She said, I need to know, is there any hope for me? He said, sure, honey, come on in. She said, no, you don't understand, preacher. She said, I was raised in church. I love the Lord, I live for God. And she said, I hit those teenage years, and I rebelled against God. And I went out from the Lord. I went back out into the world. She said, I got hooked on drugs. She said, I sold my body
into prostitution to supply my drug habit.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I need to know, is there any hope for me? Now you listen real good right here. He said, sure, honey. Come on in here. She said, one more thing, preacher. And a wheel. He said, all right, honey, what is it? She said, preacher, I'm dying of AIDS. I need to know, is there any hope for me? He said, sure, honey. She said, just one more thing, and I'm going in. He said, sure, honey, what is it? She said, preacher, God blessed me with a little boy.
Mm.
And because of this disease, he died.
Oh.
Is there any hope for me? He said, sure, honey, come on in here. She went in and sat down. He took his place behind the podium. And all he did was read Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Thus saith the Lord,
yeah.
Come now. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow.
Yeah.
Though they be red like crimson,
that's right.
I'll make them as wool. He didn't get a chance to preach. Man, she come running. I mean, tears, makeup melting, mascara slanging. She hit that altar. They said she cried aloud for a long time.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, she raised up.
Amen.
She said, there is a fountain drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Yeah.
And sinners plunged beneath that flood.
Lose right.
All their guilty stains. She might look like Alice Cooper with melted makeup and a wound, but I want you to know there was work done in her heart. And I'll tell you right now, the one's got all authority. He said, go in peace, daughter. Your sins are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for a Savior like that.
Amen.
I don't know what your needs are. I don't know what you've been battling this week. I just know He's got all authority.
That's right.
There's nothing too hard for Him.
Yeah.
Things that are possible with men are possible with Him.
Amen.
He does all things well.
Amen.
Do you know what He said in St. John chapter 5, verse 40? He said, you will not come to me. That's the only problem He's got. He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. That's what people's problem is.
That's right.
They don't want to come to Him.
That's right.
They don't want nothing to do with Him.
That's right.
He still loves Him. Father, we thank You for the privilege to deliver Your message here today. Lord, I confess, I'm not much of a preacher. I've done the best I could. I hope, Father, something said today, Lord, that somehow, Lord, it'll help somebody. Maybe they've been struggling, Lord, this week. Maybe, Lord, they've been in need, and Lord, just to draw nigh to You, that You might draw nigh to them. I pray Your blessings, Lord, upon the hearers of Your word. May they be doers, I pray, of Your word. Whatever, Lord, glory there is, Lord, it belongs to You. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I get Brother Jerry, if you would, please. Maybe sing a verse of invitation hymn. Look, you don't have to do anything. God loves you just like you are.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, He's a rewarder. If you do need to do something, if God's leading you to do it, by all means do it. There's a reason for it.
That's right.
I mean, you might say, they don't seem to be doing that. That might be the very thing that God's hinging His blessing on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now you'd be surprised how God does things. You'd be surprised that He takes things that don't make no sense at all, and yet when we do them, when we do them, He lets us know why He wants us to do them. I could elaborate, but I've been long, and I'm going to shut up and let this brother sing.
Page 113.